104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
Hello there, it is Ellie Mobbs. That's Beth, that's Jason Roses, and we are all rugged up because, oh, gosh, it was cold this morning.
Oh, it's always cold in Canberra. I'm sick of the winter. I'm sick of it.
It needs to warm up.
Do you know what's hilarious is when you go up to Sydney and the Sydney people complain and go, oh, it's so cold. It's
like, I know. It's guys, like, come to Canberra for a weekend and try out what cold feels like.
They're
go
soft.
And grow a pair.
Seriously.
And you actually predicted something with the cold, Beth, this week. You do think you're a psychic. So this hour, we're actually going to chat to a Canberra psychic to try and figure out if you actually are or not.
Can we not use that word psychic, please?
No, I'm like the girl from Mean Girls. She's like, you know, there's 30% chance there's already raining, like, you know, with her boobs. It's like,
and
my boobs
raining.
Can predict the weather.
Another big moment this week for Canberrans. Wow, there's an image.
Special powers.
Is Grant from Love Island. Him and Taylor broke up.
Such a gentleman.
Well, we're going to be chatting with him a little bit later on in an exclusive. We're going to need the lowdown exactly, you know, when it went down and how he's going to.
Should we grill him? Should we grill him? I feel bad.
I don't know. He's such a spunk, though.
He is
hot. Keep on listening.
He is.
You guys are working on getting hot because you're doing the F45 challenge, and I need to bring up something with you. That's going to happen inside the next 15 minutes on Instacan on Canberra's Hit 104.7.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
And it is one of the great places of our city to go and visit, the National Zoo and Aquarium. And it's their birthday this month. We've got Renee, the operations manager, on the phone. Hi, Renee. Happy birthday to you and the zoo.
Happy birthday.
Hi, guys. Yeah, thank you for that. It's been an amazing month so far.
So you're celebrating 20 years. Can you believe that there's been so much that has happened since the zoo's very first beginning to now?
No, it's been amazing. The transformation that the zoo's undertaken in 20 years is incredible. Gone from like a very small aquarium and a wildlife park, including a trout farm back in the day.
Oh, yes, I went there.
This international renowned zoo and accommodation precinct.
Yeah, about that. So Jamala, you know, the opportunity that you have there for people to stay a night in the enclosure, that is something that isn't offered anywhere else in Australia, I'm pretty sure. I was lucky enough to experience that. And we had a sun bear outside our cabin. His name's Ote. And I still rewatch the videos. He was like playing with this little ball, sucking the honey out of it. He slept. We watched him make his bed. He slept there all night and then he did a big poo in the morning. I was like, Ote, what have you done? Clean that up. But it's incredible.
It is. It's such a unique form of accommodation where it really enables people to get so close to the animals and watch their antics and everyday behaviour. And it's really an amazing opportunity to discuss and educate the species and conservation efforts that have been done.
I love it.
Favourite was, and they say that this is the only place you can do it in the Southern Hemisphere, is pat a rhinoceros.
Oh.
And I became friends with this rhino.
So
and
cute.
I would like to know, how is the rhino celebrating the birthday? Do they get a cake?
Yeah, the rhinos have actually been given scented presents. So they have an amazing sense of smell, and the keepers have been creating a lot of different presents with different spices on them, where they go up and rub against it. Solo and Zama, who are right next door to the rhinos, they actually got piñata to play with as well.
For me, what's the most impressive is the conservation work that the zoo's done. You know, because I went to Africa last year, and for me, one of the saddest things was seeing there was not a lot of animals around and, you know, the poaching that's happened overseas. And you guys should be really, really proud because I think, you know, more people need to stand up and you know, play a part in the conservation because, you know, the loss of the lions and the rhinos, particularly in South Africa, has been massive over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, detrimental really to these species. And we are supporting for anyone coming and doing our encounters and meeting these amazing animals that we have on site here that are part of the breeding program, they can be reassured that the money, part of the money that they pay to do these encounters go to organizations such as Traffic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I did see that when I was there. Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Renee from the National Zoo and Aquarium, thank you so much for chatting to us. A big happy birthday to everyone there. You do an incredible job. And the celebrations continue until the end of July. So hit up the website, book your tickets. There is some awesome stuff happening during all these celebrations. Prizes to be won. a great day out for all the family. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, guys.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
But, you know, right now I'm actually focusing on the hot weather because I am working towards finally having that summer bod ready. You may have heard of F45.
It's the cult.
It's a
I
cult.
Feel like every single time F45 gets mentioned on this show, we have to play the cash register.
I do mention it a lot. So I'm an ambassador for F45 in Brad. And if you don't know what it is, it's functional fitness training. Mm. They run a whole heap of classes, cardio, weights, high intensity, a whole mix of things. And they do these challenges. They have these 8-week challenges and they offer specific meal plans and online coaching. Really, really great support, right?
And I'm a huge, so I did the F45 challenge about 12 months ago. And I lost about 10 kilos on the F45 challenge.
Yeah. Yes. Done.
It's amazing. So I and you also, Jason, started the F45 challenge this week. But before I started it.
Tell us. You had a bit of a cheat meal, didn't you, Beth?
Well, you got to have a last supper, don't you?
You had like a last day.
It was more like a last five suppers. Well, you know, obviously you're calorie counting and you're eating, you know, very lean meals.
Mm.
So tell us, what did you eat?
All right, let me just, Saturday night, I'm trying to remember everything I ate because it was a lot. I chucked down, I think, 2 pizzas.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
A whole packet of Jaffers. Like just a whole packet. I'm saying there was this big jar and I was just like going 1, 2, because I was predicting that I wouldn't be able to eat any of that stuff for quite a long time. And I had about 3 bottles of wine. And that's just at night.
Oh,
okay. Well, my cheat meal was my favourite cheat meal in all of Canberra, Kingsley's. I had about 7 pieces of chicken.
With 7?
7. No, I can eat. Like, I'm a big boned boy. And I can eat. I had 7 pieces of chicken, family chips with gravy. That was my cheat meal. Yes, my last supper.
You got to go the Kingsley's chips. Awesome with gravy, chips. Like without the gravy.
Absolutely.
Oh. But interesting that you do bring this up, Beth, because F45 challenge. Jason, I did see you on your Insta story post that you're eating like some, you know, thin eggs with sweet potato and greens. Well done to you. But Beth, you actually posted photos of you drinking wine. I'm pretty sure that is not on the F45 challenge.
No, it's not. Well, I'm disappointed in you. You know, this morning my breakfast was coconut yogurt with like some raspberry. I'm the lightest I've been. I'm 80 kilos. I'm ready. I'm lean machine, fighting machine. Is that even how you say it?
I had a green smoothie for breakfast today, guys, and I'm counting my calories and I just chose to drink them last night and I didn't have dinner, so.
When you say green smoothie, you sure it just wasn't a glass of wine?
It probably was.
Red smoothie.
It is Instacan. Watch this space with the F45 challenge. I mean, surely they're going to give me an ambassadorship now.
I've already lost 2 kilos. Woo!
Well done, Beth.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
Beth, it has been a cold week and you think that you're a psychic because you predicted the cold, yeah?
Yeah, so what happened is I had this dream on Sunday night about how freezing it was. I remember we were all going, it's -7, it's -7. And people were like, coldest day of the year so far, -7. I woke up, got into work, and on the radio, everyone's like, it's -7. And I was like, I am psychic. And also, a couple of weeks ago, I predicted my friend's pregnancy. I was like, I feel like one of the 3 of you are going to get pregnant soon. And she was already pregnant at the time. And I'm like, guys, I got a gift.
So, Beth, you might have psychic abilities.
Yeah.
Well, the only way that we can kind of find out exactly what's going on is by getting a psychic on the line. And we've got Canberra's very own Nikki Scarlett. Hello, Nikki.
Hello.
Now, Nikki, are you getting a psychic vibe from me?
No, but I do believe that you possibly do have some psychic tendency there. The truth is, pretty much everyone has a bit of a talent when it comes to that. Some obviously stronger than others. It all depends on whether you want to tap into it or not.
I always get a bit freaked out going to even the thought of going to see a psychic. I've never seen a psychic because, you know, I never want them to tell, like, the bad things. I mean, you've obviously met a lot of people over the time. Is it as scary as most people think or as I think?
no, of course not, you know, and I always find that funny when people say, I don't want to see a psychic, I'm scared of what they'll tell me. I always thought that was strange. Why? Because, you know, if they're going to tell you something is coming, don't you want to be pre-warned? Don't you want to try and do something about
Save
it?
Save myself.
Exactly.
Well, look, while we're on the line right now, are you getting any vibes from any of us?
Oh, my God. Okay, wait. Can we just have a pause? I'm getting chills. Okay, Nikki, wait. We're going to pause for a second. Okay. Nikki, if there is a vibe, tell us.
Look, I'm not getting anything very clear, to be honest with you, because there are three of you there. But, who was speaking first as saying that she has a psychic vibe? I mean, I do feel very strongly that she is picking up on definite psychic stuff there, especially with her friend's pregnancy and stuff like that.
Well, that's Beth. So we're now going to call her Beth the psychic on the show.
Yeah. She thought I was pregnant. I don't know how good she is.
No, it is.
Now, Nikki, if people in Canberra do want to come and see you, how can we get in touch?
www.nikkiscarlett.com.
Easy. Send a message through and get your psychic predictions done. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm getting really scared. We've got to end this conversation.
Thank you,
bye,
Nikki.
Nikki,
so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
I predict that you've got to hang up the phone.
Okay.
It doesn't work like that, Beth.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
We are proud Canberrans. I am a graduate from Marichi College, class of 2003. And guys, the kids, they are all back to school. Can you believe it?
I know. How sad. You know what? I'm so glad I don't have to do another assignment or go to school. But I do miss school. I miss the school days.
Are you kidding? I miss just like messing around at lunchtime, not having any real responsibilities. I miss being like a bit sick and just staying home.
See, my parents were way too strict. I went to an all boys school, and they would monitor when I left home and when I returned. It was a strict household at my home.
Oh, I just get my mum to send an email if I just felt like coming a bit late.
You have a naughty child.
Wait, they sent emails? Jeez, that show. Oh, God, I feel old now.
On the floppy disk.
My mum had to do a floppy disk or write a letter. Now, we didn't know each other prior to this show, so we don't know what we were like at school, and we were talking about it the other day. I mean, like, oh, yeah, you know, I went to Marichi College, and Jason, you went to Maris, so you know, all boys, all girls schools, well, look out. So let's play a little bit of a game.
I love games.
So what we have done, we love a good game here on Instacan. Mm-hmm. We have all written three things about what we were like back in the day at school.
Mm.
For example, and this isn't mine, but I was house captain, so I would write on my little piece of paper, I was the house captain of Balgo, and you guys would have to guess who it belongs to.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's a bit of a guessing game.
Mm.
Beth, you're in charge of pulling things out of the hat.
Yes.
We're all going to have a crack and get to know each other a little bit more.
In front of me, three pieces of paper. We've all written some facts about each other.
Yeah.
Read the first one. We'll have to guess who this is. Okay.
Here we go. Drum roll.
I studied French for 9 years and only remember how to say hello and where is the grapefruit. I play cricket for my school at Manuka Oval during the lunch break at the PM's 11 game and we won the championship. I played in the school band playing the oboe.
Ellie's a sporty, cool chick. She went to Marichi. So I'm going to say that's Ellie.
I think it's you, Jason. Ellie, is it you?
It's me.
Yes.
What do you call it? A bow? It's an oboe.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, mate. Get it right. Yes. That is all me. And if anyone was wondering how to say where is the grapefruit in French, it is où est le pompelemus. And that is 9 years of French.
Okay. What's the next one?
Was the flag bearer at school? I was in chess club. I like boys. Well, obviously that's you, Jason.
Yes, that's me. I was the flag bearer at Maris College, Canberra. And you know what? When I first started doing that, I was like super proud. But then as I got into like year 10 and 11 and particularly, I was so embarrassed. I put the flag like, because I was just like, I started when I was like in grade 6 and 7 and then I was like, everyone's judging me for being the flag. And then I love chess. I was a bit of a nerd at school. Beth, you're just going to read yours.
I'm just going to read mine.
Okay, here we go. I love to hear this.
I was in gifted and talented. Oh, I used to be smart once upon a time, you know.
Really?
I actually was really smart and then I just got a social life. I don't know. My parents ask that all the time.
Oh, no. We'll get your parents on next week. Okay, next one.
I am in the school water polo team.
Oh.
Yes, you've been
By the way, they
chick.
Were so, like, mean. They used to kick me under the water and stuff. They were really feisty. And I was
mean
like,
girls.
Excuse me. I got a detention for calling my teacher a bitch. In brackets, she's a bitch.
A bish.
She was really mean. She was a bitch. And then she said, the principal isn't going to believe you because we play golf together.
You're a bit of a wild child, Beth.
Well, I was just calling it how it is. She shouldn't be a bitch. Otherwise, I would have called her a bitch.
Not a lot has changed, to be honest.
No.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
Something that we like to do on this show is the best of Canberra, which is where we find the best of a certain topic. For example, last weekend we discovered that Stripey Sundays in Nichols, best ice cream, guys.
Oh, yum.
The best breakfast, I think we crowned Rose Cottage.
Yes, down in Tuggeranong. What's
because
the...
Because of the hash browns. Oh,
yes.
Heaven.
Yum. What are we doing today? What are we doing today?
What was your idea, Jason?
It was. So I decided to do the best. Everyone loves a good schnitzel. Mm. So I love a good schnitzel.
I've never heard someone say the word schnitzel so posh. It's schnitty. It's a schnitty.
So I'm going to start the best schnitzel. And I've eaten a lot of schnitty. I'm big boned boy. I've eaten a lot of schnitty in my time. Hands down, it is the Raiders Club in Gungahlin.
I was going to say the
you
same.
You won't find a bigger, thicker, more succulent schnitzel. And it's like $12.
We did put it out on Facebook. That was getting a lot of votes. But I found a fantastic website. What? Write this one down, guys. Palmer.com.au.
Oh.
It is a website that someone has created to rate the best chicken schnitzels in Australia.
Oh my gosh,
it
that's so funny.
Schnitty.
And so you can go to the individual states. So in the ACT, the Durham in Kingston, massively popular, and Magpies.
Oh.
You know the Maggie's Club in Holt?
Oh, I've never been.
They recommend those ones, but my vote has got to be for Edgar's in Ainslie on a Wednesday night. They do a schnitty night, and it's $15.
Oh,
so cheap. Now, not
so
only
cheap.
Do you get a juicy schnitzel, comes with fries, it comes with salad, you get your choice of sauce, the pepper, the dye, and the mushroom, but it comes with a free beer as well. What more could you ask for?
Yum. We've got callers on the line, and they're going to hopefully help us crown the best schnitzel in Canberra.
Dave and Curtin, your vote for best schnitty is going to who?
Hey, look, it's a tough call for me. I'm going to choose quality over quantity.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give it to the Harmony German Club in Narrabunda.
Oh.
Nice.
You have to use the Diane sauce. It is next level.
And you know, the Germans, they do make a legendary schnitzel because that's like,
they,
you know,
was it founded
dish.
In Germany?
Exactly. So it's got to be the best.
Alrighty. Amanda in Queen Beanne, what gets your vote as best schnitzel in Canberra?
The Queen Beanne Leagues Club.
Ooh, yes. I've heard that. They've got a good schnitzel.
Is that what Canberra, though? No, I'm kidding.
No. Oh, yeah.
Queanbeyan's better than Canberra.
Oh!
That's a hot topic.
It's like the Tasmania of Australia. No, I'm kidding.
Now, what makes it so good at Queanbeyan Leagues?
$12, you get chips, salad, and it's always cooked to perfection.
Thank you for your vote.
Okay, we've got now Greg from O'Connor. Hello, Greg. How are you?
Jason, I'm well. How are you?
Good, Greg. Tell us your vote for best schnitzel in all of Canberra.
Well, firstly, can I just say that I'm such a big fan of yours.
Oh, thank you, doll.
Oh, my gosh. Please do not boost his ego anymore. Can you not?
I just had to get it out. I've been waiting so long. But anyway, back.
Tell us, Greg, where's the best schnitzel?
Ainslie Football Club.
Okay. I've heard that many times. What sort of sauce do you get on the side, Greg?
Gravy. Gravy or have an El Natural, but definitely my personal preference is gravy, nothing else.
See, I thought that the reason why you go to the Ainslie Football Club is for a good sausage, but apparently it's for the schnitzels as well.
No, but Beth, Greg is single and you two, hello.
How was talking about schnitzel turned into a dating segment?
I don't know.
We're going to try the dating next when we've got Love Island.
We're going to get Greg and Beth on a little date. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Greg. Appreciate it.
And thank you, Jason. Well, always my pleasure.
Guys, I'm nervous now. This is embarrassing.
I think from that, Ainslie is a very hot place for a schnitzel. We've got the footy club there and also Edgar's as well. You can keep your votes coming through in the Hit 104.7 Facebook page.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
He's been on TV for the past couple of weeks, and we've just been loving the sight of it, especially One Beth, and she was the reason why. We've got this gentleman on the phone, Canberra's own Grant from Love Island.
Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
I have to say, Grant, so when I found out that there was someone from Canberra going on this reality TV, I went around the office. I was like, right, there's a Canberra person. He's on this show. Who knows him? Who knows him? And then literally within like 5 minutes, three people were like, yeah, I do. I was like, sweet, because everyone in Canberra knows everyone. And then
it's a small place,
Canberra,
isn't it?
Yeah, and I found you on Facebook. And then this is like the first day of the show, and then your management replied, and apparently I wasn't allowed to talk to you until now.
Look, the most important question: are you north side or south side?
I'm a south side boy through and through. Grew up in Tuggeranong.
So. Can we drop him off?
Excuse me, I grew up in Tuggeranong. No, I loved. I grew up in Tuggeranong for 10 years. Question: so I don't know if you know this. I went on Big Brother, and basically you were on the Big Brother, but for hot people. So there's no way I'd ever, I would never, ever get on a show like that. But I would love to know what was the most amazing experience for you being on this reality show?
To me, the most amazing experience would have to be meeting Taylor. Like, Taylor's a beautiful girl, mate. She swept me off my feet, and I just had that genuine connection. I fell in love with her, you know, so... Having to have that experience in Love Island and getting there, obviously, to be my girlfriend and going through all that, mate, that was just, it was unbelievable.
Look, Grant, we've got to address the elephant in the room, and I do really feel for you, because watching that, you know, I could tell that you'd fallen for her, and of course it's going to be, you know, heartbreaking when things end. But, so from what we've heard the last 24 hours, and you found out about it through Instagram, is that true? Can you talk us through what happened?
So I didn't find out about it through Instagram. We did speak about the night before. The reason why I made a comment on Instagram is because I didn't think it was going to come out like that. I said to her, this is just an argument. Like, I wanted to go through as relationships do. You have your ups and downs.
That's
and
right.
I wanted to work through for her. I love the girl. I'm like, I said that to her, and she pretty much said that she couldn't see a future with me just from these little lies and all that. Just broke my heart. And then and the next day I woke up and it was on Instagram. So, what do you do?
Okay, my heart's breaking right now for you. I mean, how are you feeling? We need to find you. We need to find you someone in Canberra, I reckon.
Don't look at me, Jason.
I'm looking at Beth.
positive about things, you know.
You
I'm
do.
Really to move forward, but it's hard, mate, because I'm still in love with a girl. And I feel like it's not over. The ball's in Taylor's court, and I know that she knows that.
It's just
hard, mate, because I can't, like I said, I can't see myself being with anyone else in the future right now, you know, so... Yeah, I'm just trying to stay positive and trying to be happy about everything.
Thank you so much for being honest and vulnerable. Like, it must, you know, it must not be easy to come on the radio and say, you know, that you're heartbroken. It, you know, it would be easier just to say, oh, yeah, I'm okay. So thank you for being honest.
No, that's all right. I'm just trying to be honest because I know, obviously, Taylor's had a few things to say about me and all that. I love her. I'm going to try my best, and that's all I can really do. So,
I've got a proposition for you, okay? This is how you woo Taylor back. We make a nice picnic of stuff from, you know, like gourmet foods from Pialago, Australia, a little bit of Poacher's Pantry in there.
Some nice
Lareda wines, all Canberra produce. And what we do is we take picnic rug, myself. Beth and Jason will hide in the bushes of the location. We're going to put you onto the Canberra version of Love Island, Aspen Island, a.k.a. where the Carillion is. Mate, the sun will be out, I think that...
Lake Burley Griffin Island.
Aspen Island, where the Carillion is. There'll be chimes, and you will just win her back. It's going to happen.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. You made this happen. I'd love to, obviously... Like I said, as long as Taylor agrees to it, mate, I'd be happy to. So you've really got to try and convince her, I think.
We're going to make it happen, I reckon, straight from 104.7.
Well, look, Grant, thank you so much for taking time out to chat to us. You are going through serious heartache, a lot of red wine, a lot of chocolate, a couple of beers with the boys. So that'll make everything all good. And we will get you guys back together. You watch this space, guys.
Come to Canberra, we'll take you out.
Our fingers are crossed for you, Grant. Best of luck.
Good luck.
See you guys. Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know,
like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's InstaCan. InstaCan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
Okay, there's two types of people in the world. They're normal people, and then there are people who get tattoos of the people that they're dating.
Oh. I'm in the first version. What about you, Jason?
I have never gotten a tattoo. My mother, my mum would kill me if I got a tattoo.
No. Okay. What about you, Beth?
Well, Ariana Grande, Pete Davidson, obviously they got engaged after a date. No, after a couple of weeks. They've got multiple tattoos and
they
initials
do.
Of each other's names.
Love
and stuff.
Hearts and crosses and kisses.
There's a few things going on there. Ariana Grande got a new one this week. I think it was on her hand. And I just want to say to anyone in Canberra who's in a relationship right now, you think you're in love, cool. Don't do it. Don't do it, because I, when I was 18, was dating my first ever boyfriend, my first ever love.
We won't say his name on radio.
It's fine. He doesn't live here.
Okay.
And so he went to Thailand and he got a bee tattooed on his hand without telling me.
Okay, a bee.
A bee for Beth.
Beth. Okay.
For Beth. And then he's like, oh.
Like
and
he,
so his name was George. And he's like, you should get a G. And I was like, no, I don't know about it. My mum will kill me. And he sort of like cried and pressured me into it. So when I went to Thailand to meet him 2 weeks later, I got a G, his
Sounds
initial.
Like a great date.
tattooed underneath my bikini line.
Okay.
And then we fought quite a bit while we were over there.
Okay, so stable. So far, stable relationship.
Stable relationship.
Good time to get a tattoo.
I came back to Australia. He was there for another 2 weeks. Found out, cheated on me. Cheated on me 2 weeks later after I got his initial tattoo above my vagina.
And you know what? Hang on. You know what gets me? Like, clearly the relationship was going so strong. You fought the whole time on your holiday and you were like, let's get a tattoo. I don't know if that's the makings to get a tattoo, but anyway.
Beth, do you still have this tattoo, or have you gone to get some laser done?
Well, actually, no, Jason, you're
okay.
You're intermittent, so I can show
yes,
you.
Yes, you can show me.
I'll show you. Okay.
She's showing me. Oh, my goodness. She's showing me
see?
The tattoo.
Can you see?
Okay.
It's like a scar.
It's like faded. It's like the G
like
has turned into an O.
No,
yeah, like Betho. That's where the O in Betho started.
That's how the show got its name.
Absolutely.
Canberra's 104.7. It is InstaCan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
Hit 104.7's InstaCan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's InstaCan. InstaCan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
Well, Jason, when you prop this to us, you sold us with one word, wine.
Wine. So, guys, I am super excited. So the first time in Canberra's history, you know how you have all these markets, vegetables and fruits and all the trinkets? A gentleman by the name of Michael has brought together with the Canberra District Wine Association, Canberra's first and ongoing wine market.
Ooh.
It happened for the first... Yes, I know. It happened for the first time...
Bravo!
...yesterday at New Acton. And every Saturday from 2 to 5, you can go and sample some local Canberran wines at the New Acton precinct. And we have Michael on the phone. Hello, Michael.
Hello, everybody. How are you going?
Good. Now, Michael, you're the brains and the creator behind this wine market. So many Canberrans are going to be so happy with you. What was the inspiration behind bringing this to Canberra?
Right. Yeah. So I work at Dionysus, and we do all the cultural programming and the events at New Acton. And early last year, the Canberra District Wine Association came to New Acton and asked us if we'd like to have the launch of Canberra Wine Week, which is in April, which everyone should always go to.
Yum.
Canberra Wine Week. And we did this huge tasting event, which had a couple hundred people come through, and there was something like over 60 wines to try.
Sounds like my type
so
of nine.
That was absolutely bonkers. So we ended up doing that every single quarter, and it just kept growing and growing. And so talking to Sarah McDougall, who's from Summerhill Roads, but also our contact over at Canberra District Wine Association, we said, why don't we just make something like this regular? Because if there's one thing we know about Canberra and Canberra's people...
We love wine.
We all love wine.
Obviously, it's because it's so cold, people have to, you know, have extra to keep themselves warm. Because they are good quality local wines, Are the prices exy? Like, do people, you know, get to have a tasting, or do they just have to buy a whole bottle? How does that sort of work?
Yeah. So I guess we call it cellar door because instead of having to go out to the wineries, if you don't have time, for example, and you want a really convenient location in the city, like New Acton, then you can get the wines at cellar door prices without, you know, bottlers jacking it up or, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, so it's cheaper.
It's the same price as what it would be at the cellar door.
Oh, love it.
Michael, we would love to know, what's your favourite wine? What's your hot tip? Mm. What should we be having?
Mm. Oh, there's so many. I was there yesterday. In fact, right now, while I'm talking to you guys, I'm actually making a pumpkin soup with some pumpkin that I bought from Choku Baijo, who's an organic cellar that we've got coming every week.
Mm.
And I'm enjoying it with some contentious character, Shiraz, which is absolutely fantastic. Mm. But there's so many incredible wineries that came yesterday. We had Italic Hills and Four Winds and Gundog and Lerida Estate. It just keeps going. And every week, the wine, the vineyards that come will rotate. So you'll get a different opportunity to buy different types of wine and sort of stock up the home cellar. Or just drink it on the spot, if that's what you're into.
Where do we need to check out for all the info, Michael?
So we have a Facebook page. It's facebook.com/CellarDoorCBR. Got to rep that Canberra vibe.
Definitely something to do next Saturday. We'll be there with bells on. We're going to be regulars, to be honest.
Absolutely, doll.
Great idea.
Get us on the guest list.
Excellent. Can't wait to have a vino with you guys.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.